Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent, Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Tommy.
Awesome. That's great to hear. And so I guess we're having some more problems with the brome and the fall armyworms.
Yeah. You know, brome is probably one of the most important cool season grasses that we would have in the eastern half of the state. Being a cool season grass, it's going to grow primarily through that March to June time period. It will grow again from September through about November, but then it's fairly dormant during the summer months normally. This last couple of months, or since at least mid-August, we have been dealing with fall armyworms, and now we're getting questions about why is our brome not greening back up as expected this fall. And you know, we do have a couple of pests that we think of when we plant brome. Grub worms would be one, but they feed on the roots. But we know that this year it is not the grub worms, it's going to be the fall armyworms that are eating on the leaves. So one of the first things we need to kind of talk about is kind of the time to hay that brome. And I know all of us know it, but it's going to be the end of May, through about the middle of June. That's going to be the most opportune or the optimal time to go ahead and cut that brome. If you're drawing a graph and you had quantity on one side and quality on the other, that would be kind of where those two would meet. It's going to be between that early heading and full bloom stage. Because we were so wet in May, I think we had like 15 inches in May, and then we stayed wet through June, it pushed a lot of our hay fields to get cut into July and August. And I thought we were being very fortunate. We were getting some good rain still in July and August, and we had some regrowth from that brome. Looking back, that probably is going to be the thing that caused us the damage, because that regrowth was then highly sought after by the fall armyworms that came in, and the middle of August is kind of when we started seeing them. And then after the fall armyworms came, we had some hit and miss rains, but have went through kind of a droughty period, and so I think that continued to further stress that brome. Actually, you know, the late cutting, the armyworms, the drought, it might have actually, in my opinion, it probably made some of those fields irreversible. It caused irreversible damage, and we're going to probably lose some of those. But before we move into what you should do next, let's talk a little bit about fertilization. You know, if our plants were healthier maybe going into this stressful time, maybe they would have came back a little bit better. I've looked at a lot of soil tests here this summer. Our pH is really low, our phosphorus levels are low, and our potassium levels are pretty low. And so once we went through this stressful period, it's kind of like us. If we're really stressed and our immune system's not fully up to speed, if we get something, it's really going to hit us hard and or make us more susceptible. Keep in mind, every ton that you remove from your brome, you're going to remove 12 pounds of phosphorus and 40 pounds of potassium. So you're removing a lot of nutrients per ton out there. So that leads us to our million-dollar question. To kind of wrap this up, should we replant now or what should we do? And my answer is we need to just wait and see. What is going to happen in the next month is going to be the thing that tells us. Are we, you know, we just recently started to kind of cool off a little bit. It was last week we kind of started seeing some temperatures kind of drop down to normal, but we've been pretty hot. Our moisture's been below normal. We need things to kind of flip there. We need to kind of cool off. We need to get some moisture and give that cool season grass a real good chance to regrow. The other thing, or the reason I'm saying wait and see, we're past that time period where I'd say go out and plant. Brome grass, that seed is extremely expensive right now due to the drought in the northwest part of the country. I'd hate for you to spend a lot of money to then have it fail, because you know, again, we don't have any moisture to really get it germinated, and if we do get some moisture, then what if we have a early frost? You know, so that perfect time to be planting that brome is going to be late August, early September, and we're much past that. We're now at the end of September, so be thinking about that. I guess the thing, the other thing to be thinking about is if that brome doesn't come back by mid-October, it's probably not going to. So we got to be moving to plan B a little bit and thinking about what are we going to do to feed those cattle next year. I think we need to be looking at some, like, maybe some spring oats as an option. You can go to some forage sedan, and then planting your brome next fall, and hopefully that price starts to drop just a little bit. So you can plant brome, I guess, in the spring. I should mention that. I don't think the success is quite as high as it is in the fall, but it is another option. So, you know, if you have any questions about what you ought to do, if you want to talk a little bit more about it, you can always call me at 785-448-6826.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family and Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.